Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Therefore, be it proclaimed that the Board of County Commissioners of Escambia County, Florida, hereby commends and congratulates Ms. China Moore in her selection as Employee of the Month for March 2025. Congratulations, China.
Oh, I 100% should have told you to play the Doobie Brothers. We should have absolutely been playing China Grove for this. I don't always celebrate the Employee of the Month awards for Escambia County or Santa Rosa County, but when they're interesting, then I do, okay? And here's part of why this is interesting. The Employee of the Month is the head of the Environmental Enforcement Division and Code Enforcement. And I'm just telling you, this is, if I tell you the person who is the chief in charge of environmental enforcement and code enforcement, you picture some mid-50s dude who just came back from vacationing on an oil rig, right? Like, that's kind of your picture, right? Is that kind of person?
Big beard,
Yeah, you know, in nights and weekends likes to moonlight as a corrections officer. Like, that's what you think of, okay? Not exactly, okay? China Moore is just a little bit different than that.
Thank you. Thank you to all of my coworkers coming today, and I'm going to make it short. Hey, so I wrote it down and I'm going to try to follow it. First, I do want to thank God for blessing me to work in one of the best departments in Escambia County, code enforcement.
Yeah.
Thanks. That's right. That's right. Thanks to all of the commissioners. Thank you, Administrator Marino. Amen. I was going to say church. Okay.
I love her. Oh, she is the best. And by the way, I kind of didn't play all this quite in order because some things make more sense after you know a little bit, you know, about what a clear sweetheart she is and demeanor-wise and bubbly. And, you know, so when Chips Kirchenfeld explains, well, who is this person?
And whereas she is viewed as a positive employee by her coworkers and superiors,
clearly,
and maintains an excellent work relationship with the city of Pensacola and the clerk of the circuit court and comptroller.
Training them.
And whereas China serves as youth director and praised team leader of Love and Favor Pentecostal Church.
Of course.
And enjoys time with her husband, Alex. And her boys, Alex Jr. and Adrian.
I mean, of course. Like, just of course. Of course she's a praise team leader at the Pentecostal Church. I mean, of course she is. I love it. And Tim Day also.
Commissioners, just very quickly, I want to introduce you to China.
Oh, we know China.
Oh, yeah. Well, but so then you already know that if you do get calls from your office on a positive experience with code enforcement, it all starts with China and the staff that she's developed. And so just want to thank her for her leadership that she shows and continues training that keeps helping make our community better.
Absolutely.
Hey, let China say something.
Yeah, so, and you know, it was after that she kind of gave her comments. And Ashley Hoffberger chimes in, County Commissioner District 4.
I was just going to say thank you. I know I haven't been here very long, but every time Melanie and I call your department, you guys are always so happy and you're so helpful and you're so responsive. And a lot of our district is within the city, so you're always, like, quick to point us to where we need to go, and you're helpful beyond belief. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Just one other thing, and we appreciate y'all loving code enforcement, and I do want to shout out, we do need more officers.
Man, China, you had us there for a minute. Everybody was crying.
Everything was going so well.
And then the money came. Then the money came, China.
We need more people. Spend more money. You like this. We need help. I mean, I do. One of the things that I have learned over, 11 years I've been doing this, is the employees that work for the counties, for the cities, are generally outstanding. I mean, they really are. You know, politicians come and go, and some do well and some don't. But the people who are doing the work every day, they're just amazing. I mean, generally speaking, I'm always impressed with what they know, what they can do personality-wise. It's just, you know, they manage to make it a great place to work. In fact, that's one of the reasons why sometimes if you hear me take a really critical tone of some of the leadership, it's precisely because y'all are screwing up a good thing. You know, stop making it hard to be your great employees, because the employees are fantastic, generally speaking. So kudos to that. And I love her. She's great. China Moore. So congratulations. Not just because Employee of the Month, because I want you to realize those are the kind of people that are running things, you know, in your counties and in your cities. They also, in the county commission meeting, they talked about the resign to run ordinance. That was the Jonathan Owens law that got put into place to prevent him from he'd have to quit his job if he was going to run for originally it was for any office. And then they kind of amended that to be for just against the county commissioner member, because he ran as Doug Underhill's chief of staff, ran against Jeff Bergosh, and they came back with a, you know, try to prevent that from ever happening again. The drama in all this, and I had forgotten about this, but I remember when it first passed, it was a 5-0 vote. Even Doug Underhill voted for it. He actually moved the item. And then when they came back, and he was not in favor of it, I think he just didn't. Nobody showed up to protest, so you know, why bother? And then in the second version, when they tried to restrict it down to, and they did restrict it down to just county commissioners, he said, yeah, this is probably illegal because we're not supposed to use our office to interfere with elections, and we kind of are. I agree, but they passed it nevertheless at that time, 4-1 over his objection. So I was curious, how would the proposal by Ashley Hoffberger to rescind that go, since you have two members of the board who voted for it in the beginning, saying it was a good thing and it would reduce strife within the office. Stephen Berry made that argument. Lumen May also voted for it. I was curious how it would go. I'll tell you in just a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now, but we're still seeing slowdowns on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone. About a 5-minute delay associated with that. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, and or maybe just you just have a question. You have a question about houses and real estate and markets and, you know, I've always wanted to have a house on the beach. Can I? You know, I've always wanted to have a second house. I want to do an Airbnb. I want, you know, whatever. Call Christina Leavenworth. She loves meeting people and answering questions. Think of her as your, you know, resource that you can call, your expert who you can call and ask. And she's like, if they become a client, that's great. If I can just help them understand something better, that's great. I love sharing my knowledge. You know, she knows how to do it well. She and her team sell in the vicinity of 200 homes a year. You know, 175, like over 200 for a couple of years when the market was easy. When the market was a little more challenging, it's been 175 and 165. But that's a lot of homes. You know, you're thinking about a beach home. Can you? I don't know. Call her. Ask her. Maybe you can. Maybe you can't. But she'll help you understand that. You know, if you're willing to maybe compromise a little bit on condition and location, you can probably afford it. And if you're not, well, it's going to be more. I mean, that's simple stuff, right? 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. Back to the conversation that was had at the Escambia County Commission meeting about the resign to run ordinance prohibiting employees from running for elected office. It was originally all offices, then it got limited down to just running for county commissioner. I had said at the time, still say, it was one of the rare times I actually almost went to a county commission meeting to speak. I've never done it. I feel like I have my radio show. That's enough. But I almost went down to scold them for the stupidity of this thing. But it did pass unanimously. As I said, Doug Underhill, you know, moved it and passed it. And then when the second version came around to limit it, he objected at that point. He had been against it before. Anyway.
So if you do go to a county commission, does that mean I get to cut up the audio and tell the story of Andrew McKay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, I tried.
Plus the timing is never convenient. Anyway, so it had been passed. And then Ashley Hoffberger said, I mean, we should repeal this, right? So was it controversial? Was it a big deal? Did they have a big discussion?
I almost got through it, Allison. Number two, 532, to consider ordinance repeal section 266 of Escambia County Code of Ordinance related to county employees seeking elective office. That was yours. Do you have a motion?
I make a motion.
Second.
Please vote.
Done. That's it. For a couple of years there, we had a law prohibiting employees from running in these elections, which we did to protect our seats against people who would challenge us. Then we're just going to repeal it and not talk about it. Like it didn't even happen. Okay. And then also Ashley had another proposal, which was to align the county ordinances on fireworks to follow state law, because right now it's legal under state law to, you know, shoot off fireworks in New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and 4th of July, right? And the city of Pensacola is still allowed to prohibit them, but the county cannot. It's kind of a weird, like, situation. So she's like, well, why don't we just make the law so that it's aligned with the state?
533, public hearing to consider an ordinance amendment 5-1 of Escambia County Code of Ordinance relating to use of fireworks on designated holidays. A motion?
I make a motion.
Second.
Please vote.
Yeah, done. Which, that's an easy one, but it's a good one. I mean, I appreciate them doing that. That's very good. Also, one last quick note here is, you know, the foiling week that we just had, I talked about the BMX, not BMX, but the what do you call
mountain
it?
Mountain bike?
Thank you. Golly, I ride them. I can't.
I know. I was just like, whoa.
UWF has this huge set of trails. I mean, amazing trails that, and also, honestly, make sure you go with a friend and a phone because you can get lost and it can be bad. But, you know, it's a huge area with riding trails and, like, down slopes and jumps and ramps and bridges that are a little dicey. But it's a great facility. 5,000 people were out there weekend before last in a competition. That's outstanding. I mean, that's really, really amazing. Also, we had the foiling week with the sailing.
Okay, I hope everyone... Most people got a chance to enjoy Foiling Week. I did. It was fantastic. I got a summary of some numbers here from Foiling Week. It's the first ever World Sailing Special event ever hosted here in Pensacola. We had 13 classes of boats, and I want to say that it was one of the largest boat, at least variety of classes that we've had. It's boats and board racing. There was a Special Olympics Activation Day with a single-day clinic hosted by the Hilton Pensacola Beach. There were 182 competitors, Olympians. I think there were 18 Olympians and 8 Olympic gold medalers that were here for this competition. 95% of these people are from out of town, from 21 different countries, New Zealand, Australia, all over the place. And we hosted about over 100 races.
And next year, they're expecting an even greater turnout.
It was fantastic. And next year, it's expected to be 3 times bigger. How many were there? There were, I said 182. There were over 100 races. There's going to be over 500. They expect over 500 competitors next year, so it's going to be big.
Outstanding. I love it. That's great. And then last thing, just because I'm in, like, county commission business wrap-up mode, this was from maybe a month or so ago. Yeah, it was February the 6th, so it's just about a month ago. But I love the human notes. I love the, like, cool people stuff. And in case you don't know, County Administrator Wes Moreno, he's not – super young. He's not super old. He's just a little bit older than I am. A little bit. But there was a milestone for him, and I thought this was just kind of delightful.
On a personal note, I have two things. I don't normally say too many personal things from the dais, but I have a son that will celebrate his 36th birthday this weekend, so I want to wish him a happy birthday. And then me and my wife, Carla, in a few days, will celebrate our 40th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations. 40. Well done.
I appreciate that. That's probably more for her. She's earned it, I promise you.
We know.
We were kidding around the other day, and we had some friends over. I said, you realize that's 2 life sentences? And she goes, trust me, I'm aware. And, but when I stepped in this role, there was a few times they said, hey, he's got a calm demeanor. And I'd go home. She goes, who in the world are they talking about? I said, I don't know. But, you know, anyway, I appreciate her. I love her. She's been good. We've raised a family together. We've raised kids together. And we've coached sports and did the band thing. And, you know, as you get older, there's a lot of water goes under the bridge. And you lose parents. You say goodbye to parents sometimes. And the holiday traditions change. The holiday experiences change. But she's hung with me through the years. And I love her and I appreciate her.
40 years. Man. And you could kind of hear right at the end, he was just about to lose a little bit. And I appreciate that. So congratulations on 40 years of marriage, Wes. 823 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Have you recently been involved in a car wreck? Well, if so, we can help.
That's right. At Frank Buys Junk Cars, we buy junk cars in any condition. Wreck, crash, smash, bash, on fire, put out. Frank Buys Junk Cars. Call today. Get paid today.
Frank got me $400 for my junk car.
Buys Junk Cars. Frank Buys Junk Cars.
850-525-2035. Frank Buys Junk Cars.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Save some room for later, Augustus Liebling.
Exactly why, but some songs just make you happy. And that's one of those I could always hear it, and it'll always make me sing and smile.
And dance. I had to witness that. That's pretty good.
Got to.
Well, yeah.
Job bonus.
Oh.
826 News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has got completely stationary traffic on the fives.
That's right. Accident on Fairfield and Ruby Drive that's blocking southbound. It's backed up all the way to W Street. Thanks for the tip on that one. I-10, I-110 are looking good now, actually. And 98's smoothing out there also, so we're good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks. John, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The FAA is investigating a deadly crash involving a medical helicopter in rural Mississippi. This is in Madison County, Mississippi. The sheriff's office there says the chopper went down in a wooded area. It was carrying two University of Mississippi Medical College employees and a pilot. There were no survivors. The Trump administration wants to shorten the enrollment period for the Affordable Care Act. The current enrollment period lasts from November 1st to January 15th. The proposal from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services recommends the cutoff date on December 15th. And Andrew, there's nothing for certain in life except for taxes and what?
Well, they say death.
Today is National Funeral Director and Mortician Day, people who study death for years and take care of us when we're gone. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there are more than 24,000 trained death arrangers in the U.S., about 68% men, 31% women. It's a vital and necessary service, decidedly low glamour, but no pushback from the client. I'm Bree Tennis.
So there you go. Thank your friendly neighborhood mortician.
Can I share? This is kind of an inside, but my dad... His sense of humor, I got my mom always said, I come by my sense of humor, honestly, from both of them. His gift to me was on my birthday, he would always call me and sing me the funeral director's birthday dirge.
Do what? Okay.
Happy birthday.
Oh.
Sin and sickness in the air, people dying everywhere. But have a happy birth. And National Funeral Director's Day just reminded me of that. So there you go. That's my gift to you.
Well, thank you very much.
You've just been giving out gifts this morning.
I know.
Wow.
It's all kinds of fun. All right, David. Thanks so much for the update. Did you watch SNL this weekend?
No, I didn't.
Good for you. Better off that way. The open's not great. A couple of bits. The update. I think they must have lost good writers. The update has not been funny lately, like it had been, you know, very, very good for a long time.
President Trump also said that he signed an executive order to ban men from playing in women's sports. But if men aren't allowed to play women's sports, explain soccer.
Oh. A lot of soccer fans at the Gaga show.
Okay. Now, they might have had one or two.
Experts say that President Trump's tariffs will raise the cost of a new car by as much as $12,000. Or you can get a free Tesla since people are throwing them away. Speaking of which, Tesla CEO and white Kanye, Elon Musk.
He just said white Kanye.
Wore a suit instead of a jacket and t-shirt to this week's cabinet meeting after President Trump made fun of his clothing. It's a refreshing reminder that bullying still works.
Now, I played those two. Trust me, that was the only funny part of all of Update. But those are actually
pretty good.
Funny. Yeah, I give you credit where credit is due on those. Hey, 100 years of the Pensacola Sanger Theater. Everybody from Bob Hope to Lucille Ball to Robin Williams, Jerry Seinfeld. In fact, they've got a 100-year celebration coming up April 2nd. It's a grand reopening and ribbon cutting and a press conference. The official 100th anniversary celebration and street party featuring Phantom of the Opera comes up on April 6th. So cool stuff going on at the Sanger this year. The Art of Fashion benefiting Covenant Care April 3rd. Your ticket unlocks exclusive pre- and after-party access to the fashion show. All kinds of good stuff there. And Wine on the Water. Grand tasting on Saturday, March 22nd at Blue Wahoo Stadium. Local chefs and all kinds of fun.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Vice President Vance is meeting with House Republicans ahead of today's vote on a short-term spending bill.
As House Republicans try to wrangle the votes on a bill to keep the government open past this week's deadline, President Trump says Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massey should be primaried for being a hard no. The congressman says he opposes the bill over concerns it spends more money on President Biden's priorities than those of House Republicans.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Elon Musk's Doge cost-cutting team is ordered by a federal judge to make operational records public, noting what he calls its unprecedented authority and unusual secrecy. Musk on Fox Business.
When we get criticism, we say, like, of what? Which line do you disagree with? Like, which cost saving do you disagree with? And then people usually can't think of any.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got sunshine. It's 50 degrees right now in Pensacola. Well, downtown Pensacola's Vinyl Music Hall is being sued by the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers, ASCAP. The federal lawsuit alleges that Vinyl stopped paying their licensing fees back in 2022, but prior to that had been in compliance with performance law for over a decade. ASCAP claims the venue, after stopping their licensing fees, hosted cover bands that performed some copyrighted songs, including Hit Me With Your Best Shot, If I Could Turn Back Time, and Kiss Me Deadly, without paying those fees. The venue's owners tell the News Journal they've not been notified of this lawsuit, but expressed confidence the matter would be resolved quickly. ASCAP has filed similar claims against 15 other venues nationwide. A Pensacola woman is warning others after being the victim of a targeted theft incident. It happened after cashing a check at a local bank last week. The woman says she drove to her next destination, went into a store, and when she came back, her car had been broken into. The cash was gone.
It was so odd because they had been rather hidden. And, you know, I wasn't gone 10 minutes.
She talked to Channel 3 and wanted to stay anonymous. PPD's Mike Wood says she was likely the victim of a targeted theft. He says the thieves will sometimes be inside of a bank or outside and even watching with binoculars and watching for somebody to leave with a large amount of cash. Then they follow that person and try to take it. Police say people should remain hypervigilant and call 911 if they believe they're being followed. A prescribed burn is scheduled for tomorrow at East Bay River Nature Preserve in Navarre. Santa Rosa County Conservation and Gulf Coastal Plains Ecosystem Partnership are conducting this 44-acre burn. The county says it's essential for wildfire prevention and maintaining habitats for endangered species. Well, bad news if you've got a load to take to the dump. Escambia County is having issues with their outbound scale at the Perdido landfill. This apparently has been causing some delays for customers entering and exiting the facility. The county says drivers may have longer wait times, especially during peak hours, And those who need to weigh on their way out will have to make a U-turn back into the inbound scale and go through that before they exit. Scale attendants are on hand to assist with traffic flow. The county says they are working on repairs. Pensacola Beach officials gearing up to replace a new fleet of trolleys just in time for the tourist season. These new trolleys are a little bit brighter, a little bit more modern. They're replacing the older models that hit the end of their lifespan. The new trolleys are set to start service May 23rd. They'll run through September 1st. The county already has two of these new trolleys. A third one is expected to arrive in late June, possibly early July. The trolley system will maintain its existing routes and hours, offering free transportation for visitors on the beach. And Alabama's Attorney General Steve Marshall urging Congress to pass a bipartisan bill for year-round access to E15 gas. He highlighted President Trump's early support for E15 and the creation of the National Energy Dominance Council to promote biofuels. Well, this week is your chance to give the state feedback on a proposed statewide black bear hunt. News Radio's Chris Bryan with more.
FWC is hosting a virtual public meeting this week to hear comments about potential options for regulating black bear hunting in Florida. It is scheduled a virtual public meeting on Friday. It'll happen at 5 p.m. Interested in attending, go to myfwc.com/hunting and click Florida Black Bear.
And that meeting actually Thursday night. And you can, as Chris said, check that out at the FWC website. 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives.
Still dealing with that accident that happened on Fairfield and Ruby and is blocking the southbound lanes. It's backed up all the way to W Street. So just be aware of that. But looking at I-10, I-110, they're looking good right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be looking at a beautiful day today with temperatures warming up into the 70s for your afternoon high. Plenty of sunshine overnight tonight, temperatures dropping back into the 50s. For Wednesday, nice sunny skies, high near 72. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 58 degrees. Rain chances build in on Thursday with a 50% chance of rain and a high near 71 degrees. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEART weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 51 now in Pensacola with some sunshine. This morning, 50 in Gulf Breeze, 46 in Milton. And taking a look at the markets this morning, the Dow's down another 202 points at 41,709.23. S&P down 12 points at 56.02. NASDAQ, though, showing up right now 34 points at 17,503. 10-year bond rate up a bit, 4.228% this morning. Gold price is up $15.50 at $29.1490. Silver price is up 39 cents right now, $32.92. And taking a look at that crypto market, starting to climb back up. Bitcoin up $26.11 at $81,415.74. Ethereum's up. Solana's up. Of course, no change for Dogecoin this morning. Still at 17 cents for that. XRP up 7 cents. Our next news at 9 o'clock. We have breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. When you buy a Subaru, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying an investment that holds its value and something that will last a long, long time. In fact, according to Experian Automotive, 96% of Subaru Crosstrek and Forester vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today. And during the Subaru Lot to Love event, you can get 2.9 for 48 months on 2024 Crosstrek models. Or get 1.9% APR financing for 72 months on 2024 Forester Wilderness models. No matter which one you choose, both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence on the road ahead. Love begins with trust, and you're going to love the trustworthy Crosstrek and Forester Wilderness from Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Longevity based on Experian Automotive vehicles in operation versus total new registrations for model year 2014 through 2023 as of December 2023.
Planning to buy or sell a home? Don't let unlicensed individuals put your investment at risk. Watch out for deals that sound too good to be true. Be suspicious if someone refuses to show you a property, won't identify potential buyers, or pressures you. Your home and money are too valuable. Before you work with a real estate professional, verify their license. Visit myfloridalicense.com to learn more.
This message is brought to you by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
I deserve a reward. After all, I found our dream house.
Have a pickle.
Thanks.
But I found out how much the house was going to cost, past the junk.
But I found us the perfect mortgage.
But then I found out the house had radon.
Ugh.
The radioactive gas that's the second leading cause of lung cancer.
Yeah, well,
I need two pickles.
I found the phone number to call, 1-800-SOS-RADON, where you can get all the information you need to test your home and fix a radon problem. I'd like some ice cream with this pickle.
Are you trying to tell me something?
Protect your family from radon. Call 1-800-SOS-RADON. 1-800-SOS-RADON.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, this is a question that's more maybe in my wheelhouse a little bit than yours, but I'm hoping everybody can play a little bit, okay? As you may have heard, I like movies and TV a lot, an inordinate amount. Like, I worked at Blockbuster. I mean, I've seen a lot of movies a lot of times, and that's my question for the day. What movie have you seen the most times? And if you know how many times, or you can maybe give a ballpark guess, how many? 437-1620. That's my question of the day. What movie have you seen the most? And if you can take a ballpark guess and tell me, you know, roughly how many times you've seen it, do so. I know if you've seen a movie enough times, it's like, I don't even know. I mean, it's more than 10, more than 90. You know, like, you know, you have no idea, right? How many? And I'm going to do my very best to play, grab the sound clips and play them as the movies come up and see if I can't keep up. This is a very hard task and host the show, but I'll do my best. You know, I'm not promising, but I'm pledging.
You're a trooper.
I'm trying. Yes, that's right. John Pickens. Okay, first for you. 437-1620. What movie have you seen the most? How many times have you seen it? If you want to have more than one entry, you're allowed. You know, do a one and two. That's fine. Whatever, John.
Okay, the first one would be Star Wars: A New Hope, as they call it.
Oh, okay. All right, you had me there for a second. I'm like,
I know.
Wait a minute.
I know
what,
the very
which one do you
just
mean?
Star Wars. Second is Smokey and the Bandit.
Smokey and the Bandit is your second one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Yeah, that's also my, that'd be my top one I've seen the most time. How many times have you seen it?
More than 15 times.
More than 15?
Yeah.
The movie you have seen the most times in your entire life is more than 15?
I don't know. I'm just throwing out a wild, educated 15? Guess.
15?
What's yours? Like four?
I've seen Star Wars at least 60 times.
Okay, well, I wasn't that dedicated, my friend. Not that dedicated.
And I mean, I have, like, number 10 movies that I've seen 15 times. I mean, 15 is your tops?
Well, I was trying to be on
this
the
is
conservative
me turn, this
side.
This is me turning my own, you know, problem into your problem.
I noticed that. It's
all right,
okay.
Meg, what do you got?
Okay, for me, it's A Wonderful Life.
Oh, okay.
I've watched it every Christmas as long as I can remember and probably seen it. In addition, when I'm feeling blue or having a bad day, I'll watch it in the middle of the year just to get inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm way up there, like 70 to 100 times,
maybe
something like that.
50 to 100, something in that
vicinity.
Yeah,
way, a lot.
And that's one that, because you have to watch it every, or you get to watch it,
I love watching
more
it.
Than
I look
one
for,
time.
It's really Christmas
I
when I get to see it.
I jumped in the river to save you so I could get my wings. Uh-oh. Somebody's just made it.
Made what?
Every time you hear a bell rings, it means that some angel's just got his wings.
I can see that. Yeah, you know, it's
I
interesting.
Love that.
You raise a whole category, though, now, because... Mm-hmm. You know, all the Christmas movies have the bonus of you watch them probably every year. And if you have kids 83 times in the year.
Right, that's
so,
exactly right.
You know, are we now? I guess you have to include that in the category, but it does make me rethink my own answers because, you know, you other ones might apply, right? You might have, let's see here. This is a clip that everybody will know.
You've gone Cornelius scores again. Whammy!
Nothing. It's a Rudolph. Like, how many times have you seen? I wasn't thinking of that in the category because it's not a feature
Well,
link.
Also up there would be How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the
right.
original one.
Of course. The which original. Is the only one that really matters.
The original
we don't,
one.
We don't talk about the other one. That's right. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. I have 21 texts.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness.
This is the problem. This is where we really need, like, that second host who's, you know, sitting in doing it, you know, kind of sideways with me. All right, here we go. Let's, I think we'll do this one.
Santiago doesn't make 4646 on his next proficiency in conduct report. And I'm going to blame you. Then I'm going to kill you. Ooh. Yes, sir.
That's for sure.
What is that? That's
Colonel Nathan Jessup in A Few Good Men.
Yes, I got it.
That's
it
what somebody,
good,
that's what somebody says.
I got it.
This is interesting. Somebody says, it's Mel Gibson screaming as he dies. But that's Braveheart.
Braveheart.
Braveheart the
I
most.
Could see him on the horse.
Not,
I couldn't think of the name of the movie.
There's no
it.
Way I'm going to be able to keep up with all of these texts. And it's too bad because I would, you know me, I love a good sound clip to play. But all right, here, I'll just play this one because this is, and I'm probably in the almost Star Wars vicinity here.
I'd just really like to hear about the MiG sometime.
We've got security clearance. You can read about it.
Oh, yeah. Top Gun. I've probably seen Top Gun. I hadn't been thinking about it. It's probably number two for me after Star Wars. It might be. It's hard to say because I have several of them that I've seen so many times. Somebody says A Few Good Men. Somebody says Braveheart over 10 times. Top Gun until the tape broke. There you go.
Oh.
When the tape breaks. Yeah, when the tape breaks. Oh, man, that's good stuff. Somebody says Castaway. Okay, Wilson, well done. Sweet Home Alabama more than 10 times. All right, we'll come back to your text in just a second. 437-1620. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing very smoothly this morning. Not seeing any slowdowns on Highway 90 or 98. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Going back to the text here. The question of the day is, tell me what movie you've seen the most times and tell me how many times you've seen it.
And fly.
Somebody says Back to the Future. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there when? They didn't put a number. I got to know how many times. And I know it's a guess for a lot of people. It's just going to be a guess. But, okay. So this is where I don't know the answer. I don't know how many times I've seen it. I don't know how many times I've seen Star Wars or Top Gun. And I also don't know how many times.
Pool over there. We have a pond in the back. We have a pool and a pond. A pond would be good for you. Natural spring. Oh, yeah. Or you know, the pool or a pond. Anything would be good.
Caddyshack.
That's
somebody
what,
says
that's up
I've
there
seen
in mine
it over.
Too.
They said I've seen it over 300 times.
Wow. That's close to.
That's a lot. I mean, that's a lot.
So.
Okay, I'm just going to have to kind of go through. I can't get the sound clips for all of these. Full Metal Jacket at least 50 times. All right. Wow. It's the duality of man. Somebody here says probably Polar Express. Oh, okay, so Christmas movies.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that a lot,
Once
too.
A year, obviously, around Christmas, probably for the last 10-plus years of my life. Oh, Sound of Music, 60 times at least.
Yes.
Plus, well, and you've sung the songs, well, that, and you've seen the play, right?
That puts you in the category of The Wizard of Oz.
Right.
The ones that did you look forward to that played on Sunday night, and you had to ask your parents, can I stay up late to see The Wizard of Oz?
Yes. It's so true. And you're right, like, it's ones I wouldn't have thought of because they're not necessarily like my favorite movie, but they're ones that I have seen gobs and gobs and gobs of times. Jurassic Park, somebody says, is their favorite go to sleep movie. Let's see, 35 plus times. Oh, I absolutely have to get a sound clip here. Let me, because this would be bad if I didn't actually play something for this one because it is so good. All right, here we go. And yes, John, I can play this on the air.
Really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Yippee-ki-yay,
mother.
Oh.
You gotta know how to edit.
Yeah,
because
I
got to know how to edit.
That was slick.
Wizard of Oz, 10 times. Tens and tens of times. Back to the Future. Somebody says the Ten Commandments. Oh, okay. All right. And also, oh, no, that's a previous answer. Let's see. The movie Twister came out in the 90s. I have seen it at least 40 times, so much that I wrote the whole script from memory in seventh grade. Oh, nice.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Yes, it is.
Very.
Casablanca and The Sound of Music.
Yes. You know, that's a whole other category. Casablanca, From Here to Eternity, all those classic
absolutely.
Films.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think there's an element of if it's an older movie, it's got an advantage.
True.
Because there were not as many.
True.
And
that's
so,
right.
You know, you're more likely to have, watched them more and more and more times. Another classic comedy.
Am I to understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, Jack!
That's the fact, Jack!
Stripes, somebody says they've watched 131 times. I love the devotion to actually counting it, including its debut in the theater. Gone with the Wind,
yes.
Over 50 times.
Mm-hmm.
As a kid, we got our very first VCR. My dad brought two VHS tapes, and I watched those two movies hundreds of times, Princess Bride and Rocky IV. And what you said to the tape is, I must break you. That's a terrible Dolph Lundgren. I apologize. I feel embarrassed about it. Dances with Wolves, when I was in my early 20s, I turned it on at the end of every single night. Somebody says, ooh, I'm a pitiful movie watcher. They're feeling embarrassed about their inadequacies.
Aww.
I love it. For In the Theater and Star Wars, 1977, not less than 75 times in the theater. Wow. Oh, it ran
That's
in the dollar theaters and
impressive.
Was a cheap babysitter. Oh, good parenting.
That's impressive.
The Dollars trilogy. Oh, Fistful of Dollars, a few dollars more. Watched them repeatedly and uncountably with my grandfather. Patton is close behind.
Mm.
Your job is not to die for your country. Your job is to make the other poor, dumb bastard die for his country. I can recite the jelly donut scene verbatim for Stanley Kubrick's Full Metal Jacket. I like that. Blazing Saddles, Jaws. My grandson watched Cars every day for 2 years, at least twice a day. He was so obsessed for Christmas movies, the classics, Wonderful Life, Christmas Carol, Muppet Christmas. Oh, that's a good one, Muppet Christmas.
Mm-hmm. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Right.
Okay,
for
now
sure.
You've gone there.
That's
Animal House.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Animal House, y'all.
And I think there is a difference between movies that you've watched a million times and movies that you feel like you've watched a million times because you quoted them so
yes.
many times.
Yes.
And yes, I mean, you know, Animal House, Caddyshack, Fletch, for, you know, my group of people growing up, that was Princess Bride, obviously. Shawshank 30 times, Breakfast Club, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. He'll keep calling me. He'll keep calling me. He'll keep calling me. Wizard of Oz, Arthur with Dudley Moore. Oh, this is okay. I'm gonna.
Oh, I love that movie.
We got somebody here that I'm gonna say you and my son, my oldest son, will be best friends. John Wick 1, 2, and 3. My eldest son Spencer. I mean, he'll just watch John Wick because it's a Tuesday. Let's watch them all again and again and again and again. They're his favorites. Ten Commandments, The Heat. Oh, interesting. Okay, that's not one I would have put in that category. Let's see. Too Many Times. Sands of Iwo Jima. Interesting.
Okay.
Gosh, we got so many texts. Arthur over 100. The Proposal only 6 times just to see Betty White dance. Ah, that's good. 10 Commandments. Let's see. Including last night, 100 times for Princess Bride. Rocky IV, You Will Lose. Arthur more than 100. Sleepless in Seattle. Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, I love that movie.
So good. So many different movies. Mommy Dearest.
Ew.
That's right. Bring Me the Axe from Mommy Dearest, right? I've only seen it the one time, so it's not that familiar with me.
How about Last of the Mohicans?
Okay.
We should do one just movie lines, remember? Because when Daniel Day-Lewis says, "Stay alive, I'll come find you," my heart melts. I'll say, "Okay, Daniel, anything you say."
I love it. I have seen Blade Runner probably 30 or 35 times. And it's a super classic, of course. I've seen Matrix probably similar number of times. The one I'm surprised we didn't get anybody mention.
Got huge, sharp. He can leap about. Look at the bones.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Oh.
That's a guilty sigh. Oh yeah, no, that's definitely true. All right, that's your question today. What movies have you seen, and how many are the most, and how many times have you seen it? And yeah, this is definitely a top five for me.
I watched Sea Beams glitter in the dark near the Ten Hours of Gate.
And I love Meg. Your answers are so different from mine.
Oh,
and I love that because there are people who have your answers or
right?
your answer set, and I love that. And John peaked at 15.
Looking for the perfect kitchen, bath, or flooring? At Home Outlet, we don't just promise the guaranteed lowest price. We back it up.
Yeah, but how low are we talking?
We'll beat any competitor's price by 10%.
That's wow. But okay, what makes your store better?
Funny you should ask. We're 100% employee-owned. Everyone here has a stake in making your home projects affordable and stress-free.
So I'm getting expert advice, unbeatable prices, and I'm supporting employees who actually care?
Exactly. Why shop anywhere else? Home Outlet. Kitchens, baths, floors, and more at the guaranteed lowest price. Visit us at homeoutlet.com today.
Gun Show, this weekend in Crestview, Florida. Hundreds of guns, knives, ammo, coins, and more. This is a buy-sell trade event. Private sales and sellers welcome. It's a brand new event located at 410 West James Lee Boulevard, Crestview, Florida. Saturday, 9 to 4, and Sunday, 10 to 3. Admission just $10 a person. Kids under 14 are free. Discounts for law enforcement, military, firefighters, and first responders. For more information, go to usagunshowsfl.com.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal. They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
Join Claimology Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storm claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions, so you'll know what to do before the next storm arrives. That's Thursday at 9:30 with Claimology on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
I hate when that happens.
That could be it, guys. Bring that camera up full. Okay, this is a live view from our TV station of what may be, at the very least, it's torrential rain crossing I-4 right now. We could be looking at a tornado on camera. Look at those trees.
This is yesterday in Orlando.
Around. Okay.
My Fox 35.
Bring the camera up, guys, if you can. Zoom out. Can you zoom out? This is a look at the live camera of a tornado, which could be passing by our station right now.
No, it's worse than that.
Okay, there's debris. We've got debris on... Okay.
It's not
Take
passing
shelter.
By
Everybody
the station.
In the Fox 35 building, get to your safe space under your desk if you're not in a designated area. We're catching debris right now on the roof. Debris is on the roof right now. We're hearing, you can see the debris flying there on the camera. This is a tornado. Seek shelter immediately. Get under your desks, guys. Anchors under the desks. Everybody get on the desks.
Breaking news.
Okay, that was it.
I mean, they're definitely winning awards for storm coverage.
Wow, how scary.
The tornado was hitting the station as he was reporting on it, an EF2 out of Orlando.
If you're watching from Winter Springs, if you're watching from Sanford, get below shelter. We're in a fortified room here. Can we swing the camera right? Is the camera still working on our Lake Mary cam? It's frozen. Okay, so we lost our Lake Mary cam. Okay. I've been doing this for a very long time. That's the first time a tornado has hit me while I'm doing the weather. Thank goodness for our facilities here at Fox 35 to keep us on the air and keep you apprised of the situation.
Anchors, get under the tables. Holy smokes, man. That's, wow. Glad nobody got hurt. One box truck or one semi got flipped over and some houses damaged, but nobody got hurt, which is great news. John Pickens has got traffic for us. John?
That's right. Brought to you by ECUA Bulk Waste Services. Now call for pickup. Call them by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Traffic is flowing smoothly on I-10, I-110. We're looking good. Not seeing any accidents to report to you. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you are 64 turning 65, or you're retiring, or you just have questions or concerns about your Medicare, give Ricky Stewart a call. She's a good friend of mine. I've known her as long as we've lived here. Her whole family does insurance, and this is the one part that she does. So you want to know what, you know, Medicare versus Medicaid. What is Medicaid? Does it cover me? I don't know. You got to ask. Advantage, supplement, prescription drug prices. How do I get enrolled? What's open enrollment? What does that even mean? I know if you're transitioning from regular insurance over to Medicare, it can feel kind of overwhelming and maybe a little bit scary, but it doesn't have to be. She's got good answers. She will answer your questions and, you know, make you feel good about the process and understand it. Ricky Stewart Insurance, 341-2185. 8:59 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. That's the first time I've ever covered a tornado hitting me. I mean, thank God everybody's okay. That's good news. Oh, my goodness. What a fun. What was the, what'd you say, Meg? You had a poster on your wall of Love Story?
Oh, my gosh. Love Story. Yes, it was big L-O-V-E, and it was like, you know, multicolored in the 70s. Love means
I had
never
Star
having
Wars.
To say you're sorry.
John, you had Star Wars, yeah.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3.